that's been on the plan for nearly a year and a half. It's not something you can just start on a whim. We have to, you have to get authorizations, you have to get planning for all the bus stops. So this project has actually been on the year, on the go for probably a year and a half, and we actually, it was only actually got the final okays from different departments just in the last 2 weeks. So it's taken a time, and I suppose we're heading into the busy summer series time when lots of passengers are travelling to airports. So I suppose now is the key time to be starting such a service, to be expanding it when more people will be travelling. And again, you know, you could look at the fuel thing in a positive way as well. You know, people that may have driven to the airport, that may have driven to the city, you know, will be probably encouraged to use public transport because of the price of fuel, that it will make their journey cheaper.
In terms of the planning for the future, from your own point of view, I'm sure you'll have to be doing as much as you can to minimise the impact that rising fuel prices are having, and you'll be looking at where the markets are going and what's happening in them. And part of the problem at the moment is there are so many conflicting messages coming from so many different places, it's very hard to get a handle on what's happening from day to day.
It is, and even I suppose last night listening to Micheál Martin on the news, you know, talking that there's possibility of fuel shortages coming up ahead. That is worrying. But in the past, public transport always were prioritised when it came to fuel shortages. So I don't envisage that, you know, it should cause any harm to public transport.
Your company is probably the closest competitor that Bus Éireann have in this region. It's coming to the point where your company is going to be challenging Bus Éireann to be the dominant carrier to the capital and to Dublin Airport from Donegal in the northwest.
There's room for everyone, and you know, as I said, competition is healthy for everybody. A little bit of competition keeps everybody on toes and makes sure that everybody provides a good service. As I said, we've survived together for years and years. Now, the only thing about our service, you know, I don't kind of view it the same as Bus Éireann, and that it's a completely different. Our service starts in West Donegal from Anagri and travels through that, you know, Gardahort, Chrysler, all the way to Letterkenny before it goes on to Dublin. And similarly, our Anishowen Derry route starts in Mavelle, Buncrana. So we are covering a lot more of the county. So I think it has a completely different service. But in saying all that, we are, you know, we now are going to have a comprehensive service where, you know, we are covering a lot more times. And this is something that the public have looked for a long time. I mean, we have for a long time been getting emails and inquiries asking for more services. But it is, of course, has to be justified as well, with the cost of fuel and everything. You know, people sometimes wouldn't realise that a return coach at the moment will probably cost us about €600 of fuel per journey. So it's not something that you can look at lightly either when you start new services. But I believe the market is there, you know, for a direct service to the airport and to the city. And I believe that people will come to us.